This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. The wizard and genie of life hear more music than the band plays. The wizards and the geniuses of life hear more music than the band plays. I read an article in a fascinating little publication, Age-Defying Secrets, from the editors of Bottom Line and Health. And this is by a medical doctor from Stanford University Medical School. And he writes, "Greetings from the 100-plus club. As we age, our bodies go through biological changes that alter how we look and feel. How rapidly we age is within our control. How rapidly we age is within our control. Most scientists now agree that the maximum human lifespan reaches 120 years. Living 100 years or more is not a freak of nature. Right now, there are an estimated 50,000 Americans over 100 years old. And by the year 2050, there will be 1 million over the age of 100. To take the all-important first step and make the commitment to a long, productive life takes smarts, guts, and a bunch of other things. Smarts are the ability to distinguish natural, normal signs of aging from societal stereotypes that turn up in movies and advertising. We believe what we see in advertising and on movies and how they try to sell you things to keep you young and so forth. And they say that the best way to stay young is to think in two parts. One, get your body moving, have exercises, do and even weightlift, because then you reduce the body fat and you build up the body muscle. And they also say the other is to keep the mind active, alert, aware, doing busy things, involve yourself in volunteer work, involve yourself in all sorts of things where you have an interest and you are active in your mind. They say, that was the smarts. Now here's the guts. Having the resiliency to stay the course in the face of small setbacks or minor aches and pains that began to show up more regularly after the age of 50. Here they say, stay active. You should burn about 1,500 to 2,500 calories a day to maintain your weight. Activity clearly facilitates weight control and digestion. And they say, eat a good variety of meals and so forth. And then under attitude, keeping your body healthy is critical for longevity. So is the right mental attitude, mental outlook. Be an optimist. Don't dwell on negative thoughts and don't be discouraged by occasional setbacks. Stay in control. Self-sufficiency, autonomy, and independence are critical to successful aging. Maintain your creative spark. You don't have to write a book. Stimulate your creativity by reading one book, preferably by an author or a student now unfamiliar to you, or take an art class or tend to a garden. Train your brain. Smart people live longer. Keep learning. It helps your memory and presents new opportunities for productive interaction with others. Make yourself necessary. Stay interested and involved with the world around you. Do volunteer work, care for a pet, or work on a project with the neighbor kids. And it says, in sleep, you must first renew your body by getting enough sleep. Many older people experience disturbed sleep, which has been considered a natural consequence of the aging process. However, the real culprit may be inactivity. It has been demonstrated that after physical exercise, older people experience a decrease in time it takes to fall asleep, and that once asleep, they remain asleep longer. And they say, recharging your emotional and mental resources. This may be achieved in a number of ways, but one of the most enjoyable and rewarding is travel. Instead of dashing from one place to another, take time to savor and enjoy the journey. So, we say here, the wizards and genii of life hear more music than the band plays. Well, scientists are saying we can live to 120 very easily. And of course, science also says there's no reason for the body to die, except that somebody has told the body it's going to die at a certain age. Now we're thinking 120. Why don't we say 500? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we can say any age we want, or say 1,000, or just say forever. But who wants to live forever? Who wants? Well, sure. If you have a decrepit body and a senile mind, who wants to live forever? But we're talking about living with your 25-year-old mind and your 25-year-old body. Hey, that's cool. You know, but I really wasn't my peak at 25. No, that's okay. You were more at your peak than you realize, because your body was at its peak of performance at that time, even though it didn't look physically at that peak, perhaps, to many people. And even though mentally you may not have been at that peak. But really, the wizards and genii of life hear more music than the band plays. The younger we are, the better, like 2-3 years old, you know, where we hear things, we know things, and we are in tune with a concert that no one else can hear. We're in tune with life. We're in tune with the rhythm of life. And then, as we get older, we're trained out of being in tune with it. We're trained that we shouldn't hear music that's not being played. Don't you ever talk to yourself. You're in a loony bin, you know. Well, that is the silliest thing in the world. Every healthy person talks to themselves all the time. Now, Herb, make up your mind. You're going to do a good job or not a good job. If you're not going to do a good job, I don't know you. And you see, you talk to yourself and you say, Herb, you got the ability to do anything you want to do. You can fly if you want to. You can, and if you want to take the steps in between of using an airplane or something like that, that's okay too. But hey, you can do it without it. And you can swim under the water without a breathing apparatus, you know, because you don't need these things. But you see, as you start thinking on these unreasonable, unbelievable concepts of life, then your mind starts moving into a fantastic way. Now, who is crazy? One of the most crazy people we've ever known was Einstein. And Einstein just dreamed crazy dreams. Every scientist says of Einstein, if they were able to think even in a tiny bit in the magic field that he thought, they would be honored. Because Einstein thought in the unimaginable. He thought in the unattainable, and by unattainables to other people. He thought, whatever we think, whatever we want to have in our consciousness, we can accomplish. And then we take the great musicians. Why was it that the really great classical musicians were at this certain period of time, Beethoven, Bach, and so forth? And why were they? Why aren't they here now? Well, because at the time, Beethoven and Bach, they were the everyday music. They were the music that everybody heard. And now, the music that everybody hears is a different drummer, a different beat, and it has a different sort of flow to it. You see, the wonderful thing about the classical musicians, basically, they did not have words to their music. They did not have words to the music. The music had to tell the whole story with the music, with the instruments. The instruments had to play the part, set it down. The instruments had to play the part of doing these things. And then, of course, he knew he was going to get a treat, you know. Rex came in here with my shoe, and he looked at Ellen. Ellen offered him a little piece of cereal from the table, and instantly he dropped the shoe and was ready for the cereal. No. But, you see, he knows what he's doing. He's got more brains in his head than most of us do, and he doesn't limit them, because he accomplishes every little gift that he wants to be into, and he does every little thing that makes him delightful and makes him happy, and he is always playing, being himself and having fun. And now he's rumping around there and saying, well, now, if I can encourage somebody else to play with me, I'm doing pretty good. Well, now, this is what the great musicians did. They encouraged somebody else to play with them. And what came along? Why did they have mentors? Why did they have sponsors? Why did they have patrons, these great musicians? Because somebody recognized that these guys were good and then sponsored them as they played. And then what did they have to do? They had to write music for their daughter's wedding. They had to write music for the party, the afternoon tea or something like that. Now, where is that music? It may be around someplace, but it is not their great music. Their great music was what they wrote when they had no have to write. When they wrote because their soul was speaking out through their magical notes. And you see, this is what the geniuses and this is what the wizards of life do. They listen to a musical band. They listen to something that no one else hears. Now, who is a wizard? And I must spell it Y-O-U, you know, N-M-E. Who is a genius? Y-O-U and M-E, you see? You and me. We are all wizards. We are all geniuses. The only reason we're not demonstrating our life and our affairs as wizards and as geniuses is because we don't think that we're worthy of doing it. Now, if I say to Ellen, Ellen, my friend, the CEO of Bank America, he wants to retire, and he has had his eye on you as his replacement. Now, Ellen, would you consider being the CEO of Bank America? Ellen says, me? Oh, me? That? Oh, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know. Well, she would make a very poor CEO. Now, if Ellen would get off her yacht and get off the golf course and get off whatever else,
the tennis court
and all these things that she loves to do, and just for 5 minutes and take over as CEO, what would she do to the company? She would have fun and be herself and run the company. She would do everything that her intuitive, loving heart would tell her to do in running the company. What do you think the big CEOs do? The same thing. Now, you see, but they've got background. They know banking. Hey, Ellen, how long have you dealt with the bank? Ever since you've been a little girl. How many bank accounts have you had? Quite a few. Are there any bank accounts that you liked and some that you didn't like? Yeah. What were the ones you didn't like? Well, the ones that were not really responsible, the ones that didn't give me the kind of interest rate I wanted, the ones that didn't give me a report, the ones that were angry at me when I overdrew my account, instead of just saying, okay, we will add that to your account. We will add interest, and we will just add that on there. And the next time you get your receipt, it'll say, you overdrew your account, and God. Or, hey, what would Ellen do if she were the CEO of Bank America and a number of people would have overdrafts on their account? She would call them in and she would say, you have had overdrafts on your account, and this happens very easily because, you know, that's life. So what I'm going to give to each one of you is an overdraft account. I am going to give each one of you the ability to overdraft your accounts. And we are taking out overdraft insurance on you. And this overdraft insurance costs $50 a year, and it will back you up for any amount of overdraft you have up to $1,000. So Is that good for you? Ooh, hey, that's really nice. That if I don't check my book carefully, because you know you can spend more than $50 on overdraft notices, you know, and things like that. But Ellen says, hey, we're going to start an insurance. I like insurance companies because we make money on insurance companies. So we're going to have an insurance company that's going to cover the overdraft. So good, like it? Good idea?
Absolutely.
That's a cool idea, isn't it? All right, now. We're going to institute an operation that any person between the age of 5 and 10 who comes into the bank with an adult, but who comes into the bank because they want to, we will equal whatever amount of money they put in their account. And so if they come in with 10 cents, we'll give them 20. If they come in with $10, we'll give them 20. If they come in with $100, we'll give them two. If they come in with $1,000, we'll give them 2,000. If they come in with $10,000, we'll give them 20,000. Woo! Well, don't you think that would encourage young people to start banking early? Mm-hmm. And don't you think that'd be a great idea? Do you think the bank would lose? Not in the slightest. They would bring to them investors, they would bring to them children who would eventually be money people, because they're starting out early knowing the value of money, starting out early wanting to put their money to work for them and stuff like that. And wow, and that's what the banks do now. You would think that that's what some of the stock brokerage offices would do. Well, up to the moment, the stock brokerage offices are limited by law from certain type of advertising and things, but nonetheless, the banks can do this. So, wouldn't that be something? Now, is that the kind of dumb stuff that Ellen would think of? Sure, that's the kind of dumb stuff she'd think of, because she'd think of these homey, two people's interests type of things. She would be a genius of modesty, of genius of the simplicity. The genius of the simplicity of what is to be done, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes greatness. Now, the big CEOs, they can go out and they can get big industrial firms into the bank and do this and do that, and move large sums of money. But the thing is, can you imagine a bank that would get the children of the world involved in such a manner? What would the other banks do? They jump on the bandwagon. Anytime a beautiful idea whose time has come, everybody jumps on the bandwagon with them. So realize that the wizards and genii of life hear music, more music than the band plays. They hear the background. They hear beyond the singing. They hear beyond the commonness or the jazz or the country music or whatever it may be, which all are just fine too, but they hear into the classical venture and bring forth the beauty and the magic of all these things. This is what we can do, because we're wizards and we're geniuses too, and we shouldn't be afraid to call ourselves a wizard or a genius. We shouldn't be afraid to call ourselves a master. We shouldn't be afraid to call ourselves God. We shouldn't be afraid to call ourselves the allness. Because once we start calling ourselves that, then we have to start acting like that. Are you ready to act like that? My goodness sakes. If you are, you can be sure the doors are wide open before you to go forth and do it. Have a lovely day. Know that I love you, and in this thought for today, the wizards and genii of life hear more music than the band plays, and you and I are the wizards of life. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.